And I think it was maybe even the next day or something. It was during that stay. I had a chance to talk to Lumpur, and my grandmother just died around that time, and I had not visited home, although I was very newly ordained. And really my trajectory was spending as much of my life as possible studying in Thailand at the time. I was so in love with the opportunity of finding a place like the Wapapong Sangha. And although part of my mind knew that this was a little foolish, but you know, it's just like it felt like my trajectory was sort of maybe living the rest of my life out in Thailand in these monasteries. And so I wasn't like itching to come, but also like kind of the romance of coming to start anew was a little bit enticing. And I remember talking to Achyut Pasano or Lumpur and saying, well, you know, it would be good for me to visit my family. And if you need help, maybe I could come. And he was like, wow, there's really nothing there. I mean, there's no cooties yet. There's no, you know, and you're just ordained. I said, oh, no, I wouldn't care. I'll live under a roof, foot of a tree. I'd love to live in a tent. He said, no, it's really best for you to stay here for now and do your training as a Navaka monk. There's so many good monasteries and good teachers and so much you can learn. And it's probably some of the best advice I ever got in my life, really. I'm happy he directed me in that way. because just looking back over my monastic life, I'm really happy and fortunate to have had the chance to ordain and train in Thailand. And I think altogether I lived there a little over 6 years.